I am not a very expressive individual, and I love my sport, and I don't know, I don't actually know where that is. That's not where I went, but I went to this football match, my team, I went to watch them play, and it's the last day of the season, and they could have got promoted. And the away team had already been relegated, and there was about 100 supporters from them there. The rest of the stadium, 44,000, were full of the home team. And the atmosphere was absolutely incredible. And me, who's not really a jumpy, shouty kind of individual, I lost my voice over 90 minutes. I was jumping around. I was shouting. My dad, who is equally more conservative than I am, was also, he's not even a supporter of that team, had lost his voice. It was an incredible atmosphere. And what it struck me when I was preparing this is that everybody in that stadium had nothing in common particularly apart from that team. They'd all gathered together for that one single purpose, to support that in that group of individuals who they had no relationship with, no other connection with, other than the fact they wanted to see them do well. They'd invested their time, all the supporters had invested time and money in that football club. No matter where they were from, no matter what their skills or abilities, no matter where they'd come from in life, they were all there for that one single purpose. A bit like what we've just done here with this bridge building activity. Yes, ideally, I was going to get them all the bridges joined up and we're going to focus down towards the cross, but we'd then move the church around, which was fantastic, and I'm not moaning about that. Is that no matter who was in your groups, no matter what age, you were all focusing on that one task. You all brought something different. You were all working together for that single purpose. And that's what I think, one of the things is why this session, what we're doing this morning is about worship. Is that we've got to remember wherever we're from or whatever we've done, whatever background is, that our sole focus in worship has to be Jesus and God. No matter where we're from. That's the why we worship. And that's the key thing. We do it so well in sporting events and football grounds, etc. We get it right there. Wrong focus. Granted, I'm not saying we go away and do that. But we have that focus, everybody together, unabandonedly worshipping or focusing on those groups. And we here, when we've got an awesome God, should have the same mindset. And this is not me being judgy. This is an aspirational testimony for me about what I need to do better. So, the next part is you should have, in your groups, some Bibles. Now, if you've got your own Bibles, fantastic. I've raided every corner of the church and been able to get each group two Bibles. You should also have in your pack a Bible verse. It should be on a little slip of paper. If you haven't and it's dropped out, please let me know. I've got some spares. Oops, sorry. So, now this is what I want you to do. I want you to look at your Bible verse. I want you to, as a group, as a family of individuals in your group, I would like you to read that verse out. Find it in your Bible. See what it says. See what that version, that translation says. And I'd like you to ask the question, what are the people doing in the passage to worship God? How are they considered to be worshiping God? In the Greek, there are three words used to describe worship. The first, and my Greek is not very good, so excuse me, this is going to come with a broad Mansfield accent, proskuneo. And it means to bow down, to do, to act in the way we do. We see in the example of the three wise men or the magi that they came, they bowed before him, and the leper that was mentioned earlier, they bow in recognition of God, who God is, and they gave their gifts. The second one is sabome, okay, to be in awe of. And this is a picture from, we've obviously spoken this week, me and Luce, but this is a picture taken from the Hubble telescope of a collapsing star or something or other, I can't remember. But it's in awe of. And if we look back at the two examples of the God-fearing Greeks and the woman who sold the textiles or traded in textiles, she was a God-fearing woman. They recognized their mindset was on this awesome God, this God of awesome power. And the final example, or the final word that's used in the Greek to describe worship is latreo, which is to serve. And if we look at those other two examples, the woman in the temple and the person in Timothy that was giving constantly praying night and day, it's that constant act of worship in night and day. It's not just coming on a Sunday. It's not just doing a one-off example. It's a mindset of everything we do. So our worship should be varied. There's not one way of doing it. It's what we do, those physical acts, that bowing down, that recognition, the giving of our gifts, our time, our gifts that God has given to us into our care. The other one is how we think, how we approach, recognizing that that is an awesome God that we worship and everything that he's done for us, that his son came and died for us, that we, why wouldn't we worship him? And the final bit is how we live. And that might be in our jobs, that might be in whether we're doing gardening, whether we're involved with whatever we're involved with in church, whatever we're doing at home, that everything we're doing day and night should be an act of worship to him. And the final bit to that, the second part, as well as being varied, is it should be for who? That sole focus that we are looking at. The sole focus of God and Jesus, whatever we're coming from, wherever our mindset is, whatever is going on in life, and believe me, I don't always get this right, is that we should have that focus that we are worshiping God. It's not about us. It's not about how we feel and what we can get out of it. It's about who we're doing it from. And if we open our hearts, our minds, our lives to be an act of worship to him, then he will speak through us and it opens a door to that deeper relationship with him.